please welcome former UFC heavyweight champion Josh Barnett.
Yeah, I was walking down the street and he just pulled me in.
Yeah.
Gave me a few drinks.
Yeah.
And I ended up down here.
Liquor.
Much. I thought it was going to be date rape and I'm disappointed.
You were hoping you were going to get date rape.
Who knows how the night goes?
Yeah. It's early.
It is fairly young.
It's early in the rape time. It's early. You just isn't quite prime rape time.
That's right. That's what I set my watch to anyway.
Yeah.
There's how much forceful sex has gone on in this building?
I don't think maybe a lot of forceful sex at all.
Maybe not rape, but...
I know. Like I think a like lot coercion. Of like.
I would say regretful would probably be the one.
In this
I would
building,
most.
When you say forceful, there's a Star Wars theme.
Yeah. I don't think at all it's forceful. I think there's a lot of people like, I can't believe I fucked that person. A lot here. A lot. Dude, I don't think. First date, you go cuckold.
If you do, that's a special lady.
Yeah, like,
she's been on the road before.
First date, and you're like, oh, you get the third date even. You're like, okay, by the way, so when we go home tonight,
I know
you're going to fuck that guy. Yeah.
I don't know what cuckolding at home waiting for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what cuckolding would feel like, but I once did eat a sandwich while making eye contact with a homeless guy.
Yeah, that is
so
weird.
Like it must feel like that a little bit. Like a little
bit.
I've been to an orgy where like everyone was hung like horses and I am not.
Oh,
that's a weird moment, man.
Tell us more.
Doesn't that make you special? You stand out.
That's true.
I mean, a little bit anyway.
Special ed type, you know, not like special unicorn.
Sympathy
special ed.
Jobs.
Short bust, bike helmet, drooling on myself. That kind of special.
How'd you get invited to the party?
Well, it was basically I was going back to Vegas, and you know I got 6 inches. I've been measuring since I was fucking knew measuring was a thing, and you know I know what I got. I'm not for everybody, okay? So we go back, and there's a couple girls I used to fuck all the time, and they just were down. They're just like, hey man, whatever, we're in.
I'm into tapas.
I'm with my buddy Elliot, who is from Britain, and he's a comic. I haven't seen him in fucking years. I'm like, dude, these chicks just want to have a four-way. Are you cool? I go, yeah. I go, you're not hung like a horse, are you? He goes, nah, not even close. I go, seriously, dude. You're not hung like a horse.
Because you would have told him, no, you're not welcome.
Yeah, it's like,
I would have been
way,
like, I've already
I'm
hit
rescinding it.
I don't need this, okay? I've already hit it. I already marked the beast. I'm good. I can go home. So we go, and I mean, he just whips it out, and it is a fucking, it's like a giant beast. I mean, it was fucking huge. And I go, dude, what the fuck, man? And the girls didn't care. They attacked like a fucking hyenas, dude. I mean, just attacked it. And I just sat, and then one of them gave me a blowjob. I'm like, I should have been enjoying this. I'm so sad.
Was she all like, like uninterested?
Wow, worst story.
That is horrible.
I'm so sorry.
Plus the fact that she screamed that out at loud right in the middle of everybody drops her
shit. I would have totally kept that to myself.
Yeah, like.
Why? I mean, it's obvious what's going on.
I love that there's two naked chicks and your first question is, how big is your dick?
Yeah. Well, because I've already fucked both of them. I just don't want to walk into something that I end up walking into.
You could have just sat there and been like, well, they just attacked him because he's new. They've already had me.
Yeah.
No, dude, the guy had a fucking monster dick.
A lot of girls don't all want monster dicks.
These two did.
Listen, I have a studio apartment. I like a giant couch, but I don't want it in there.
Yeah.
It takes up too much room.
If there's some chick who likes fucking big dicks, it's probably because you got a fucking car trunk for a pussy. Let's face it, dude. You got what I call hatchback snatch, man. Yeah. You know? It's
like
just
a gynecologist has to take a mule on the way down.
Yeah,
like a donkey.
With a canary and everything.
Theme
like
rawhide plates in the back. Rawhide.
Did you bring the excess water? Oh, fuck. We're not going to make it out of this.
But you got to have it in those leather pouches.
Yeah, exactly.
Oof. Is that a pussy or is this where Joe Dirt's parents abandoned him?
Oh, man.
I've seen this movie. It's got Lee Marvin and Clint Eastwood, right? And they're digging underneath for gold. Yeah.
Is that the real Hollywood sign on the inside of your pussy?
So, what are you working on now, dude? I mean, you... UFC, what's going on with you? Hey guys, thanks for tuning in and checking out this sample of the Punch Drunk Patreon Secret Podcast. I'm Sam Tripoli.
I'm Candace Fight Nanny. We are asking for $5 a month for 6 months, and that'll get...
Basically, you're getting 4 secret podcasts on Patreon. This is not...
pocket money. We're not taking this and spending it on Tebow's bags of leaves. We have a plan to grow PunchDrunkSports.com, and we need the Patreon to grow. Guys, we're giving you 4 episodes live from the Comedy Store. Just go to patreon.com/PunchDrunkSports. Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N.com, and support the show.